Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to The Morning Mix on Proclaim FM. This is Rebecca, and I still have Crowder on the other end of the line. You are married. How long have you been married to Tony?
Goodness gracious, 23 years,
wow.
I believe.
Wow. So, yeah. In all actuality, you could be a contestant on my not-so-newlywed game show that I'm hosting on Valentine's Day here at Proclaim FM. But I don't think you can make it.
I'm by myself answering this, yeah. But if we were on the newlywed show, me and my wife, oh, man, we are the worst gamers together.
Really?
Like, I cannot be on her team on Spades. She gets so mad at me because I just go blind nail all the time. She's like, "This is not how we win together." And we would be good for television for the newlywed game. But you're gonna think, man, these guys. I think we're gonna need to have family counseling. And we have family counseling, so it's great. We got a good pastor. No, she's amazing. She's really, honestly, she's like the more talented of the two of us. She is incredible.
That's cool.
And I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing because I don't even know where my phone is right now, and I'm talking to you. I called you, and I have no idea where it is.
Isn't that funny?
There's no way I could have done that without her.
Well, you're going to answer questions without her.
I'm going to know this. She's going to be so proud of me.
Okay. So we're going to do this since you can't make it to the actual newlywed game here on the show.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask you questions here without your wife. So you have a really good chance of getting them right because nobody will know. Okay. So here's the first one.
I like it.
Here's the first one. Now I'm going to ask you what you think your wife would say in this one. Who would your wife say won the last argument you had?
Oh, her. I have never won an argument ever. That's why we've been married for so long. It's just like, you know, you're right. That's the answer to every argument is just don't argue.
Why don't you have a class for married men on how to get through their marriage?
Yeah, that part is easy. There's a few things I can do. And one is like not talk back.
That's too funny. Here's another question. Okay, think about this. You might have to think back 20-some years.
Okay.
Who would your wife say between the two of you said, "I love you" for the very first time? Who said it first?
1,000% me.
Cool. Oh,
I absolutely beat her to that. These two are like, I'm 100%. I'm two for two.
Okay. Yeah, they're not too hard. Okay. This is a third one. Who would your wife say is the biggest pack rat?
Hands down, her.
Really?
Neither of us are really, but she is more than I am. Mm. Like, I'll throw away anything. You know, if you leave something sitting around too long, and she's like, "Those are my keys." I'm like, "Well, they were out. You know, they shouldn't be here."
That was my phone.
Yeah. Why would you throw that away?
Oh, no.
We don't need that couch. It should go. So.
That's cool.
No, neither of us are pack rats, but she, given her job, she does like interior design, architectural design stuff. So she has all these samples, like tile samples, like stacks of tile. And so I'd call that pack rat.
But it sounds like it's legit stuff. So
it's like I also have a lot of guitars sitting around.
But that's okay.
She would probably say the same thing. I don't know. It's got all these like keyboards and guitars and stuff just sitting there.
And Kenny somewhere off in the distance.
Yeah, and like, what's the deal with a dead dog? Crowder, throwing it out. Throwing the dog out. Oh, you can't.
He's a funny.
Few shelters.
Okay, you want another one? No, we don't have much time, but here we go. When eating out, who's the bigger tipper?
Well, I can't find my wallet, so she...
Yeah, she is. Gotcha. Good excuse.
But she's a really good tipper, yeah. We're both big tipper. Because, that's an easy way to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she's great. She also had been... she'd been all through the service industry, so she was waitress, hostess, all that good stuff. And
so she understands it.
For a while.
Yeah, she understands.
She's like,
it.
"You're going to tip. You're going to tip. Mm-hmm. You're eating their food, you're going to tip."
There you go. Good for her. Good for her. Okay, I'm just going to ask you one more thing before I let you go. And this might be serious or humorous, however you want to take it.
Okay.
What would you say is your greatest accomplishment thus far in life?
Oh, man. It's not just because we have been talking about this, but it is honestly choosing to be together and choosing marriage and fighting for that. I just think that anything that I've done is the best thing I've done.
I love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. See, it was pretty easy. If you're just tuning in, Crowder on the line, going to be on the Winter Jam Tour. Definitely want to see him. I'll give you the dates in just a few minutes. But thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having it. And we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks.